everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Nation, everybody, it's almost Friday. Oh my God, that's good news right there. We have so much to discuss, but first, Frank and I have to say hey to our Atlanta family in the house. What's up,
hello,
Atlanta?
What up, y'all?
You know what? We have so much to talk about. Later in the show, we're going to talk about Brad and Angelina. The drama continues, but now there is a twist.
Uh-oh.
So we want to tell you about that. And Jason Statham and the cast of The Meg are going to be dishing about their nerd. About their new movie. So we got that. But first, Headcrack, what you got?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the king has arrived, and he's wearing his royal garb. I'm talking about King
James.
My man shut the internet down yesterday when he posted himself rocking the Lakers purple and gold with his signature number 23 for the very first time. Now, he made sure to give the trolls something to talk about with various captions on those pics. And he was extra petty by wearing Kobe Bryant's sneaker. A nod to the folks that saying he can't compete with Black Mamba's Lakers legacy.
He's trolling.
And the thing is,
I love it.
He's gotten a lot of hate for making this move to L.A., but when somebody throws $154 million in your face, that is hard to turn down.
He's dealt with this hate before. Remember when he left Cleveland before and they burned his jersey and tore down? Right,
but that is his hometown. He should be dedicated to his people. That's very much so a traitor to me. He should.
Gary, he's done so many great things for Cleveland. He's kept his promises, like, you know, opening the school and everything else. And he is a solid, solid guy. So to have him out here and be a part of the Lakers' legacy, you know, with the Shaqs and the Kobes and the Jerry Wests and James Worthies. I mean, just to be on that lineup.
And then once again, the money, $154 million.
Money's not always the deal.
I know black people that would fight for the Confederacy in 2018 for $154 million.
All right, on the front line.
But my thing is this, I don't mind him being there, but I just want those Kardashians to stay away from him. Let him live his life with his wife, Savannah, and just leave him alone.
Because he's in L.A., that's where they are. Huh?
Well, I like the fact that he's wearing Kobe shoes because it kind of like pays homage. You know
what I'm saying?
He could easily wear his own shoe because he's king and blah, 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 but he's rocking those shoes.
He should have wore some Kurt Rambis glasses, too. You know what I mean?
No, nobody should wear those. Since we are in Los Angeles and the land of Hollywood, we got to talk about a little bit about the Oscars. And we're talking about the Oscars early because they've added a new category for film. And the new, as if there are not enough things to vote on in the Oscars, the new category is Outstanding Achievement in Popular Film.
Finally.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
People are expecting Black Panther to win this particular Oscar, but I think Deadpool could win it.
It could.
That's right.
Being a Disney property.
Well, they should go back a little bit for this. Jungle Fever was a good movie. I loved it, so they need to nominate it. It was popular at the time.
You're the main one. Don't like mixed relationships.
Hello? That's why Jungle Fever should win.
You want them to go up just to lose.
Oscar ratings last year were down, and so they're looking to get more people to watch it. So this is like more like the People's Choice Award that they're giving an Oscar to saying, okay, you all went to see this movie. We'll give it a prize.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty soon they'll be adding slime as well, because that's what people like too.
For the kids to watch.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Vin Diesel got slime when he was accepting the award for Fast and Furious.
Just make the slime Jello shots.
Yeah, there you go.
Kids' Choice Golden Globes Jello shots.
I'd watch that.
Speaking of Jello shots, big news, guys. This is the last day Kylie Jenner is going to be 20 years old. Yes.
Oh.
Tomorrow, she becomes the big 2-1.
Happy birthday.
Well,
I guess
wonder what she's going to do when she grows up.
Huh.
Dang,
maybe she'll buy a house. No. Maybe she'll have a baby.
Yeah, she's pretty much done everything already under the age of 21. She's super successful. I mean, billionaire makeup business. She's got a child. I mean, so
What's left?
Yeah, going to the club.
Maybe get married at this point?
I mean, yeah, she's got everything. I turned 21. We went out, and I had about 18 Coors Lights, and I don't remember much after that. I mean, that's my birthday card. It was lame. Well,
the Kardashian
Jenner. Really, you were excited to drink on your 21st? Because for us, I think we all was still at the club. We was at the club even before 21.
Hmm.
We were at
my
gate.
Daughter just turned 21, and she poses for a picture with her two fake IDs. I'm like, well, honey, what? But no, the Kardashians and the Jenners are known for throwing lavish parties.
Yeah,
so
right.
You know they're going to have some big blowout for her 21st birthday.
Oh, a big blowout, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've lost Gary now. He's just picturing a blowout.
I'm sorry.
That's how they became famous. Yeah, when we had my daughter's 21st birthday, we had a white party.
Oh.
What does that consist of?
No. Headcrack's like, that sounds a little scary. What does that consist of, Frank?
Frank, they normally say an all white party. You just said we had a white party.
Like a white
party? Yes, what's up?
You gotta explain that.
It's where we all wear white. You know, like, it was white pants. Everybody wore white.
Okay, it wasn't just the people.
Was Diddy there? Because he does that too. In the Hamptons.
Diddy's vodka was there, definitely.
That's the rock. Well, later, find out what famous actor is still shooting up the club at 69. I'll explain. Bye for now, Atlanta.
Lady, bye-bye.
See ya.
All right, so yesterday we talked about Brad Pitt being accused of being a deadbeat dad to his 6 kids, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, now Brad Pitt is clapping back.
Huh. Uh-oh.
According to reports, Brad has filed documents stating he has paid more than $1.3 million to Angelina Jolie. Ooh. And he even said he loaned her $8 million to purchase the current house she's living in now.
Wow. Man, is Angelina asking for too much?
Apparently so. Like, if I gave you $8 million and paid you $1.3 on top of that, you should be good. And then also, you're Angelina Jolie. You have money.
And she basically said that it was, like, not a substantially, or no, it wasn't a meaningful amount that he's given. I think that $8 million home for you and $1 million for your kids is pretty meaningful.
No, that's for poor people. She's rich, so, honey, there's nothing to her, honey. She's used to living in $5, $6, $20 million mansions, so she had to step down, so he needs to give her more money.
But if she owe him $8 million, should she still get child support from him?
No, she don't owe him $8 million. He said he loaned her $8 million, so she didn't...
That would mean she got to pay it back. Yes. That's why he calling it a loan.
Yeah, so he's trying to be slick.
Yeah, he is.
Right, he said she owe him that. He want his money back.
Uh-huh. And I bet just so happened that $8 million is the amount of the back child support she wants from him. Mm-hmm. Boom. He even. Like, we're even.
Even.
He could loan $8,000 to a hitman and just be done with this whole thing.
Well, Kourtney Kardashian's baby daddy, Scott Disick, is happy she is no longer rocking the cradle with Eunice Benjamin.
Oh, Lord.
That's right. According to sources, Scott has never liked Eunice for his old love and couldn't be happier their love affair has ended. Well, on the episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Lord Disick was put to the test and asked by Chloe Kate, did he see himself marrying Kourtney one day? And he responded, we always said we would try to get back together when we were like 40.
What a minute.
It sounds like he kind of wants that old thing back and he's just kind of out there, you know, sowing his royal oats like they didn't come to America.
Yeah, but that's a bunch of caca. Hell, you want to go out and just screw the world, and I got to sit here and wait for you to come back, honey. Like, oh, I'm ready now.
Uh-huh.
No.
It's not like she was sitting there idly waiting for something to happen. Like, she got on with our life, too.
And why he hating on her young man? He got a young woman.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah,
because Sophia is pretty young.
She's 12 to him. She was 19,
that's Lionel Richie's daughter, right?
Yeah,
and I'm not going to lie, y'all. I am all for, you know, them having kids together and having a parenting relationship. But you're not about to sit up here and be my man and say that you're going to be marrying her in the future. What I'm doing with you then, right? We're not going to get married.
Right.
You're going to be through with me in like 2 years?
You're assuming she doesn't watch TV. So, like, let's just say if you was in Sophia Richie's shoes and you heard this, what would you do?
It's over. We are done. Like, you can't even explain that to me. Because when somebody says they have a pact with you or pact with their ex, well, not even just his ex, the mother of his 3 children, first of all, that's always kind of a threat because they're always going to be, you know, like,
being
having
one another something.
Dipping in the pot, you know. And then on top of that, you're going to say y'all going to marry at 40?
Huh? I mean, you understand reality TV. Everybody does. I'd have just blamed it on editing.
All right, y'all. Up next, LeBron James and Garrett aren't the only ones helping to pay for education for our youth. Find out who else just did something amazing.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, Garrett, guess what?
What?
You're not the only United Negro College Fund. That's right, Gary. Kevin Hart got them coins.
Oh,
that's
big
right.
Coins.
Mm-hmm. His charitable organization, the Help from the Heart program, teamed up with the real United Negro College Fund and the Knowledge is Power program to create a scholarship that will help 18 students attend the historical black college of their choice.
Nice.
That's right.
That's okay. What's up. Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's money he don't have to pay no child support in. He gets to send somebody to college.
Well, his kids are with him, honey.
Well, yeah. Yeah,
That's right. Kevin donated a grand total. Kevin donated a grand total of $600,000, Gary.
Ooh.
That's right. When asked about his massive donation, Kevin said, "I just wanted to do my part. This is only the beginning."
Yeah.
You gotta pick
awesome,
that up. You gotta pick that up, man.
K-Hart.
But to put people through school so they can make something out of themselves, you gotta love it.
Exactly.
That could be a tax write-off, too. I mean, because, you know, Anika, she didn't leave, so that's a good thing. So he could keep that money at the house and...
You just jealous he gave more than $97.
They gotta be split between seven people.
Right. More money than me. So.
$97 split between 97 people.
Mine is a terrible thing to waste, so he did the right thing.
Now, Gary, you should be inspired. Like, maybe you can, like, partner with Ricky and y'all can open y'all own college.
Well, yeah.
It won't have no supplies.
Yeah, what will that school specialize in? What will the commercials be like?
Oh.
Just Gary.
It'll be like, hey, girls and boys, we got a new school for y'all.
Well, I don't know if y'all heard about it, but Missy Elliott has a funky white sister.
Yeah.
A funky what? A funky white sister, man. Swag on 1,000. Now, she's super excited about it. There's a Rhode Island woman who was caught on camera performing her iconic hit, Work It. And, of course, the word got back to Missy. Check it out.
Missy's funky white sister is in the
Wow.
Hey.
That is so awesome.
She was cute, but I also like the lady in the back who was like...
Yes, baby. Okay. The backup singer, honey.
Right, getting her groove on.
So Missy loved the video so much, she retweeted it with the caption, "I just found out I have a funky white sister, for real though." And she brought a homegirl with her from the hood that keep tiptoeing in the background with a plate of food. Yo, I'm done. But she straight kill work it, sound effects and all, I love it.
But Missy's lyrics are a little hard, so
they're
she
real
can keep
intricate.
Up. They are.
And to even do the reverse it, the snap, 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 snap,
snap, snap, nickel.
She's working, baby.
Right?
So do we invite her to the barbecue or not?
Yes, and I'm going to pay her to perform.
Yeah,
she can come. Just don't bring no potato
honey,
salad.
You
got to
get booked, girl.
You got to get booked. Mm-hmm.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
So forget about having a person as a witness. The Gabagoods 1080p dash cam witness will contain all the evidence you need.
Nice.
Yeah, really? Man, the Gabagoods 1080p dash cam witness is a full HD 1080p resolution dash camera, which acts as your witness in the event of an accident, so you have proof of what caused it with wide-angle lens that captures everything in front of you.
And this is perfect, because there's a lot of people out there who can't drive that well, and I want video of it.
That's right, Headcrack, exactly. The cool thing about the Gabagoods 1080p dash cam witness is that it has a loop recording feature that records over old footage, so you never have to remove the SD card until an incident occurs, along with the G sensor that starts recording when sensing any movement, and a secure suction cup that mounts it to a dashboard or windshield.
But girl, I know this is an expensive child. How much this cost, honey?
Well, Gary, you're not gonna believe this, honey. The Gabagoods 1080p dash cam witness is usually $60, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$29! Oh, yes. Wow.
Yes. Well, for $29, just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, Andrew Freund sits down with Jason Statham in the cast of the new film, The Meg. Come right back.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Hey, guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. Andrew Freund here getting ready to talk to the cast of The Meg. Let's dive. All right, now, I'm wearing this whole little getup here. Specifically for you two, obviously.
Don't lie, you wear this all the time. I see you like at Whole Foods wearing this outfit.
I'm in the West Hollywood Whole Foods just walking around like this.
Totally.
Could I be on the team? Could I, you know, work with Ruby? Would you hire me? You're a billionaire in this thing.
If you were in the movie, dressed like that, you would be the first person to get eaten by the shark.
I actually was thinking the exact same thing, that you can absolutely join us because you will be the first to go.
It's like in Star Trek, the guys in the red shirts who always die down on the planet. You're that. You're the equivalent of that.
And you just look a little too happy and keen to, like, be near the water at this point.
When you're sad or happy, what is your go-to chomp on food, item? Maybe you like to bite
Buffalo wings.
What do you like?
Buffalo wings. Pizza.
He never eats pizza.
He does. I've seen him eat pizza.
We'll have a bit of pizza. Don't worry about that.
All right, what do you got to do to not die from a shark? What do you got to do?
Be not valuable to the sequel, The Meg 2.
All right. Okay, my goal here is Jason. I want to be in a Jason Statham action flick. Is this, can I just, let's talk about this.
Is it what you would...
Well, somebody's ass to kick, maybe.
You've got part of it, right? You've got the scuba material, right? It's just the wrong cut.
Can I... We could go mano a mano. Maybe I could be a sidekick.
Look, I'll put you in. You'd be right in front of me. You fit the bill. Absolutely. You nailed it.
Okay.
You just scream comic relief. I was going to put it that way.
It's all you need is a harpoon gun. Done deal.
Done deal. Harpoon gun. All right. I want to know... Ruby has some tattoos. I clearly have nothing.
Right.
What tattoo should I get? If I was going to get a tattoo, what do you think I should get?
I think you should get a tattoo of me.
Yeah, I think Ryan's face.
Mm-hmm.
Your
face. On your thigh.
On my thigh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, real close to the...
Yep, right.
There.
Just really right. Upper thigh.
Upper thigh.
Just his face and maybe even, we think, a thumbs up?
That'd be... Just, yeah, like this?
Like, yeah. That's... Absolutely.
This? So you can talk to me before you go to bed. You can be like, good night, Rain. And I'll be like, good night, Andrew.
Yeah. That's it. We'll
You're such
you
a great entertainment
I'll
reporter.
I'll pay for it.
You'll pay for it?
Sure.
You heard it right here.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Well, he's still one of the sexiest actors alive. And to prove it, he knocked up his 35-year-old wife.
How old is he?
He's 69, and I'm talking about Richard Gere.
Wow.
35-year-old wife.
Look at that.
He's 69, and reportedly, he's going to be a dad for the second time. He's got an 18-year-old son with his ex-wife, Carrie Lowell, and now he's starting all over again. I'm not great at math, but he's 69. That means that
How many times is 69 going to 35? Oh.
At his kid's high school graduation. He's gonna be an 87-year-old man.
Well, I mean, Mick Jagger just had a baby. He's in his 70s. And I think Tony Randall, I remember we talked about him when he had a baby. He was in the 80s when Tony Randall had a child. But it was all with, obviously, the younger wife. I mean, he probably set down the rules like, I'm not changing diapers.
I'm not doing anything.
I'm Richard Gere.
Right. I'm changing my own. I'm not changing the baby. Is that fair? Is
that fair? Because I don't know. If I got a new wife, oh, let's pause there for a second.
That new wife.
New wife.
No.
Dream sequence.
Yeah, let's say you
dream.
Fast forward, you're 69 years old and she's 27 and never had kids.
I think I would stay at 69 to make sure nobody gets pregnant.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.